The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. And I'm getting better each day, happily. I got COVID last week, as I explained to you yesterday. Washington Post and others very annoyed with me that I believe in natural immunity more than I believe in vaccines, and that I spread disinformation. This is the common charge. It's disinformation, according to the Washington Post, to say that natural immunity is more robust than vaccine immunity. Despite all the studies that I show to that effect, despite the massive study in Israel with hundreds of thousands, and despite, for that matter, common sense, that nature is weaker than a vaccine. That is the claim that is being made. Nevertheless, I am charged with misinformation. I have never asked anybody, by the way, not to get vaccinated, not once. In fact, yesterday I said, I think that you should either get vaccinated or take therapeutics as a prophylactic. I don't think you should do nothing. That was not reported by one left-wing source that I said that yesterday, because it would make me too human and make my position too morally complex for the simpletons at the Washington Post and the Daily Beast and other places. So that is what one deals with. I did indeed hug people all throughout the pandemic. I announced it at the time, and it was my belief that you live life fully, even during a pandemic. I did not hide from the world. I spoke at rallies. I posed with people for pictures at speeches. Nobody was coerced into posing with me. They were either vaccinated themselves or on some therapeutic or simply decided that they would do so. When you take issue with the scared, you are playing with fire. That is the lesson to be learned here. And the left is nothing if not scared. They are scared of life. They are scared of death. They are scared of everything. They are scared of pain. That's why they have safe spaces. They are scared of speakers coming to a college and saying things that they don't agree with. And those of us who are not scared and who love life, we annoy them tremendously. The Daily Mail once again repeated that something I mentioned. You could see it in passing over a year ago on a fireside chat. I mentioned that I don't go through life thinking what will kill me. And so that in passing, I mentioned that at a restaurant, if a utensil falls on the floor and the waiter runs over to give me a new utensil, I don't need one. I'm okay with the one that fell. And then the Daily Mail picked that up. I mean, to give you an idea what they search for in order to attack people like me, Prager licks forks. Like, first of all, from the floor, I never said I licked a fork from a floor. I pick it up, and I will wipe it off, and I will use it. I don't see the need for a new fork, but I never said I lick forks from the floor. And yet that is what, once again repeated, Daily Beast, Daily Mail. When they don't have anything to attack you for, they find stuff that gives them meaning. These are midgets. It drives them crazy that we are not scared. So the Washington Post has the headline. Let's see, what is the Washington? Conservative radio host said he constantly hugged strangers to catch COVID, what I hoped for the entire time. What I hoped for was to live a full life the entire time, and that if I got natural immunity, I would in fact be relieved that I had natural immunity. That's not why I hugged people. I hugged people because I hug people. If that wasn't clear yesterday, let it be clear today. Why did people hug me? Right? The same question could be asked of the thousands of people who put their arms around me in the course of the last year in posing for pictures. They understood the risk that they were taking, and they thought that it was a minimal risk, which it turns out to have been. So while people that I know lived in their house for over a year and never left, I was hugging people. That is correct. That was the decision to choose life. You have a choice in life, to choose to live or to choose to be scared. And I chose all year and a half, now almost 2 years, to live life. I think it was the correct choice. A lot of people found it to be an admirable choice. But this is what they cover. Prager listed off a cocktail of therapeutics he said had been taken over the course of the pandemic, many of which have not been approved by the FDA. Yes. See, this is what constitutes truth for the Washington Post. The herd-like mentality. If the FDA approves it, then there's nothing to think about. If it doesn't approve it, there is nothing to think about. There's no dissent in science for the left. None. The FDA approves it. That's all that matters. The host said he has been steadily improving since his diagnosis. Prager is one of several conservative radio talk show hosts to spread misinformation about the coronavirus and vaccines, including some who later died of the virus. What is the misinformation that I have spread? That the state, the Indian state, the state in this country of India, of Uttar Pradesh, with 240 million people, conquered the coronavirus by giving massive doses of ivermectin to its citizens? Is that misinformation? How do we know that what the information were given from the compromised FDA, where the head of the FDA goes to become a member of the board of directors, Scott Gottlieb, board of directors of Pfizer? Why is that not possibly misinformation? People who had COVID need to get a vaccine. That's not misinformation. But that's what they do. They just declare misinformation. Yep. The deaths put a spotlight on the role right-wing hosts have played in the spreading of coronavirus misinformation as vaccination rates continue to deviate based on partisan beliefs. A September survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation found that 52.8% of people in counties that voted for Joe Biden are fully vaccinated, versus about 39.9% in those that went for President Donald Trump. Yes. By the way, they like this. During the pandemic, he falsely compared the coronavirus to the flu and to snake bites. In the very, very beginning, when there were like 8 deaths in the country, I said something to that effect. I never said it again. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi, remember? She said, oh, you should all gather in Chinatown, in New York. In the very early stages, the very beginning, when people didn't know what this was about, people said all sorts of things so as to minimize people's concerns. So this is the way the Washington Post reports what I said.
Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first. But because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384. Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager here. And let's see. Stockton, California. Mark, hello.
Yes. How would you grade the effectiveness of the coronavirus vaccine so far?
I don't know. I don't have a grade because it's clearly helped a lot of people, and it's clearly damaged a lot of people. So I have no idea.
So you don't believe the statistic that says that 995 people out of 1,000 who have gotten the vaccine do not die, and 5 out of 1,000, you know, do die?
I don't think the only adverse reaction is death. I am not anti-vaccine. I just don't know why people are so smug in assuming its effectiveness when there have been no long-range tests of it. That's all. I don't know why my position is in any way irrational or misinformed. There are people it has clearly helped. I thank God for that. But if you look at VAERS, at the large number, and I'll tell you, I have not mentioned this, but since you asked, and you're certainly free to respond. I know two people, one of whom came close to death as a result of the vaccine, and one of whom I believe died as a result of the vaccine. They were in perfect health, and then horrible things happened after getting the vaccine. I don't know why people deny that happens. Now, you might say it is so rare that it's true that aspirin has an adverse effect. And fine, that's a fair reaction. But there is a cavalier attitude towards something that is still in the experimental stages that I don't quite share, and I don't have any trust in the FDA or the CDC. I think they're corrupt. That's the biggest problem of all. If I trusted them, it would be a very different attitude on my part. I think they're corrupt institutions. I think American medicine is now corrupt. You don't. You believe that honest, fine people guide the American medical establishment. Do you believe that the American Medical Association was right in announcing that birth certificates should not list sex?
Is that your question?
Yes.
No.
Does it in any way, and I really appreciate your calling, so please don't take it as an attack, and it's not, I swear. Does that in any way cause you to rethink your trust in the AMA?
No.
Okay. So two decent Americans, both not admiring a position taken by the AMA, come to 180-degree different conclusions. That's fair. But I don't call you misinformation spreader, and I shouldn't be called a misinformation spreader. That's all.
Yeah, I say
honest
one more
people
thing.
Can differ. Yep, sure.
Well, yeah, you said about India, the fact that a large province of 250 million people, they nearly eradicated the COVID. Actually, that's due to not to ivermectin, but it's due to the increased mask wearing and the increased vaccines of that province, as well as a much younger population and healthier population in the United States. We're very obese people here in the United States as opposed to India.
Mm-hmm. So you feel that masks are more effective than ivermectin?
Mask and vaccines, correct.
Yeah. Well, I will read about the vaccine part. I'm not familiar with that. It's a very fair challenge. And again, I thank you for calling. Steve in Newberry Park, California. Hello.
Dennis, great to speak with you. I'm a microbiologist. I want to concur with you. The medical establishment right now is absolutely 100% corrupt. The FDA is corrupt. Natural immunity is by far, much more effective than this vaccine, which is totally unproven, which is totally experimental. We know nothing about the long-term effects. And let me also say that masks are useless. I could take about 50,000, at least 50,000 virus particles, molecules, and stick them in one small human cell. I could take over 50,000 and put them into one bacteria cell. Using a mask, wearing a mask is useless against this virus. Natural immunity is by far the best, and the medications that you're taking, the ivermectin, the hydroxychloroquine, far more effective, the therapeutics, than what's happening right now. The FDA, Fauci, absolutely corrupted science. They don't even know what the word science means. They say follow the science. If they would follow the science, they would understand natural immunity, what the body is able to protect and how the body is able to protect and how we develop T cells and how we develop all the various types of white blood cells and the complementary system that goes with natural immunity. So I'm really sick and tired over this past year how the doctors, so-called, on MSNBC, on CNN, how they buffaloed the American people into keeping them scared and frightened and forcing them, as they're doing right now, with mandates to get this experimental vaccine injected into their bodies without knowing anything about the long-term effects.
Do you practice microbiology now?
I do.
At a university, at a clinic?
And I also teach it. I also teach mm-hmm.
All right. Good man. All right. I appreciate that. Sam in Los Angeles, hello.
Hi.
Hello, Sam. Hello.
Dennis, I'm really sad because I used to be a big-time follower of yours in the early 2000s
until
the 90s.
Oh, so it's been a while.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I say it's been a while since you were a fan. It's been over 20 years. So
I've noticed a change.
My loss of your fanhood predates COVID.
Yeah, but it's become intensified now. You're making a lot of assumptions about your knowledge of medical issues.
And I remember back in the early 2000s, you used to talk about getting...
All right, hold on. I'll keep you on. Back in a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you about an interesting supplement that has made a big deal in my life. I had the pins and needles feeling in my feet. I've had it for about 25 years. It got quite intense. So among the things I did is I had inserts put in, which helped because it lifted the bone from the nerve. And I threw away the inserts last year after I started taking Nerve Renew. I read about Nerve Renew on the internet, and so I tried it out. And amazingly, after about a year, it doesn't happen overnight, I got rid of the inserts I had worn for 10 years. It's minimal, the pins and needles effect that I have. I'd like you to try it out. Go to nerverenew.com. They offer a 2-week trial of their product and a 1-year money-back guarantee at nerverenew.com or your 2-week trial now. I asked them to advertise. That's how effective I think the product is. Nerverenew.com. All right, I'll get back to Sam, whom I've been disappointing for 25 years. We'll find out why. But in the meantime, I have Andy Puzder, Fox News economics analyst, former CEO of Carl's Jr. and Hardee's Restaurant, popular presenter of PragerU videos. Latest is ESG, Woke to Broke. Andy Puzder, it's always good to have you on.
Good to be here, Dennis. How are you? I understand you're feeling a little under the weather.
I'm feeling pretty good, actually, but I do have COVID. I don't know if I'm still positive. I was positive last week. And I think I'm a living example of the power of taking care of yourself with prophylactics. But that's been a very controversial thing. If you don't take the vaccine, you're considered an evil human being, and there is no alternative, according to the Washington Post. Everything else is nonsense. An amazing thing, what we're living in. Anyway, I don't want to bother you with that. Thank you. I feel fine. So I want to talk to you about the economy of the country. How worried are you about inflation?
Real worried, and I've been worried since last February and writing about it and pleading with the Biden administration to stop the ridiculous spending spree that they're on, enhancing demand by putting more money into people's pockets and crippling supply by encouraging people not to work. Incentives matter. So I'm real concerned about it, and it's just getting worse. I mean, you know, you can see the ships that are offshore, and then when they dock, they don't have anywhere to put the containers. They don't have anybody to unload them. Then they've got the warehouses, which are already full because nobody can drive the trucks to deliver them, and the delivery companies are having a hard time increasing a workers' compensation to draw in more truck drivers because energy prices are very, very high, and their delivery contracts are all long-term, and so they were entered into when energy prices were lower. So we've just got almost a perfect storm of bad and not smart policies that have been put in place since President Biden was inaugurated, and it's just getting worse.
So Jan Psaki said that this is, I think it was she, that this is an example of a robust economy. We've got so many people buying so many things that we don't even have the time to unload them at our shipyards. So the Biden administration has actually taken the exact same data and shown it to be a wonderful development.
Yeah, well, they've tried to turn just about everything into a wonderful development. And are consistently now reversing policies. As you know, they're now claiming that the Trump vaccines are the only solution to the COVID epidemic. As you noted earlier, they're now trying to encourage oil companies to produce more oil because they realize their policies really drove up the price of oil. And they're even reversing their attempt to withdraw President Trump's wait in Mexico policy on immigration because they've got an immigration disaster on their hands. So they'll try and turn anything into positive news. But look, as you know, businesses have survived literally for decades with very low shipping and storage costs because you could count on a very vibrant supply chain. The ships would come. There were people to unload the containers. There were warehouses, and then they were shipped out quickly and delivered to stores. So you didn't have high shipping costs, and you didn't have high storage costs. What's happened here is they're driving up shipping and storage costs because there aren't enough people to unload the boats. So if you've encouraged people not to work, you can't simultaneously take credit for some great economic awakening that screwed up our supply chains. It's not a great economic awakening. It's the fact that people aren't going to work. The work ethic in America was damaged during the pandemic. We should have been right from January, February. We should have been trying to reinstate the traditional American work ethic, and the Democrats are doing everything they can to continue to incentivize people not to work, and that's going to result in economic disaster.
And yet people will vote for the disaster. Oh, that's interesting. All right, hold on there. That's an optimistic view.
The Dennis Prager Show.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Okay, everybody, I'm speaking with Andy Puzder, one of the leading economists in the country, Fox News analyst, former CEO of Carl's Jr. and Hardee's Restaurant. He's the presenter of the latest PragerU video, From Woke to Broke, ESG, which is an acronym for Environmental Social Governance. In other words, it's more important to be woke than to have profits. So you were telling me about you're somewhat optimistic that the American voter will not continue to vote for these policies that are destroying the economy?
Yeah, I think it's very difficult for people to ignore the price at the gas tank. It's very difficult to ignore the prices at the grocery store if they've even got some things on the shelves that you can purchase. I mean, what people are facing day to day is very, very negative for President Biden, and it's showing up in the polls. You know, he's about, if you look at the Real Clear Politics average, he's about 8.5 points underwater, positive versus negative ratings. And Rasmussen has him down around 42%, Quinnipiac down around 40, Trafalgar at 40. Those are the kind of polling numbers that are very, very damaging in the election. You know, I spoke in Cleveland to a group of about 200 people last week, and I went pretty hard at President Biden in the speech, and I warned people I was going to do that. Cleveland's my hometown. And I really thought I'd get some blowback from the audience afterwards, people supporting Biden and criticizing Trump. I got just the opposite. These people were mad. I mean, they were actually, you know, more, you know, critical of President Biden than I was. So I think there is a movement out there, maybe not in the heart of New York City or Los Angeles, but I think in flyover America, there's very serious resentment for what's going on and how it's affecting people's lives.
How is it most being felt, at the grocery store and at the gas pump, or everywhere?
I would say everywhere. I do think people are seeing their paychecks bigger. We're looking for an area where there might be something positive, but they're also noticing that they can't buy as much. And, you know, again, back to the grocery store and the gas station. We've had pretty good wage increases. I mean, employers are willing to pay up to get workers right now, and wages have gone up, you know, 4%, 4.6%, but inflation seems stubbornly above 5%. So even though the number on their paychecks is bigger, the reality is that their real wages are less. They're going down. And I think that's particularly
obvious to people and particularly, you know, impressive to them after the 4 years of President Trump where wage growth was always higher than inflation. He had wage growth for 20 consecutive months. It was 3% or better. And inflation was down about 1.5%. So people not only had bigger paychecks, but what they got was worth more money. And now they're seeing just the opposite. And I think that economics can have a real impact on people. And on top of, you know, people jumping out of planes in Afghanistan and are blowing up a car with seven children in it. And what's going on at the border, they see people just walking across the river down in Mexico. All of these things combined are very, very negative for the president. There really is no way for the administration to paint these things positively. In fact, when you hear Psaki talk, as she said, as you pointed out earlier, about how this is all the economic news all indicates a strong economy, you have to ask yourself, and just how stupid do these people think we are? I mean, this is, you know, we are in real trouble nationally on a number of fronts, and we don't really have the leadership we need to get out of trouble.
A final question. Are you as troubled by the radicalization of big corporations as I am? I mean, I keep reading about whether it's Disney or Nike or Verizon, the policies that they are following internally, teaching their workers that they are all racist if they are white. So here's my question. One, are you as disturbed? You probably are. So I'll go to part two, if I'm right about part one. Are there any corporations that are not woke?
Well, it'd be hard to find one right now, and I am very, very concerned about it. And a lot of it, for some corporations, woke is just a way to make more money. It's a way to appeal to your target market, like Nike or Starbucks or Patagonia, that have kind of a left-leaning market. So in some senses, this woke appeal is really just appealing to your target market. But for companies like Coca-Cola or groups like the NFL or Major League Baseball or the NBA or the Academy Awards, I think their going woke is very disconcerting, and it's something that people can do something about. With respect to, for example, Coke, there was a poll came out from Rasmussen that said 37% of Americans objected to their opposition to the Georgia voting law, and that woke HR policy, the critical race theory HR policy that they're all trying to invoke. And Coke ended up, when they saw that 37% of Americans were less inclined to buy their products, all of a sudden the guy that came up with that was let go or resigned, and they pulled back on the policy. So on some of this, you can have an effect. It's this ESG investing is really the problem. It's these large investment funds that are imposing these progressive policies on corporations in which they own shares. And they really own the shares on behalf of people that invest with them, primarily pension funds. So they're really taking power from a source that they're probably not entitled to take power from. And I think it's something we need to react to quickly, or like the education and media establishments, if we don't react, we're going to lose the business community as well, and that would be really a disaster.
I think we have lost the business
community.
Which is why I did the
video. That great figure.
That's right, which is why you did the video. Well, bless you. I hope everybody watches it. Millions have already. Again, it's a woke to broke ESG. That's the initial. It's up at the PragerU.com. Andy, thank you for everything.
Thanks, Dan. It's a pleasure to be on the show with you.
Thank you. God, when I think of the founders of Coca-Cola and Disney and other corporations, generally people who so appreciated this country, and now it's in the hands of people who have contempt for it. We shall return. Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager here. I want to remind you that there's a fantastic organization, Alliance Defending Freedom. We're raising funds for them this month. And what they do is they give free legal aid to people whose liberties are in jeopardy. They really do defend freedom. They do it for free. They do it for free because people like you and me give them money. It's as simple as that. So I'm asking you to go to my website, click on the banner for ADF, and make a donation. And you will be doing a lot of good for the country. They want $100. If you can give more, great. You can give less, great. You can phone it in, 855-649-2020. As is often the case, my listeners have given more than any other radio host's listeners. I can't tell you how that touches me. Thank you. Again, the ADF banner, Alliance Defending Freedom banner, at DennisPrager.com. Somebody asked me about the vaccine adverse event reports, which is a website held by the CDC. This is adverse COVID vaccine reports as of October 8th. It's 16,766 deaths, 79,669 hospitalizations, 89,923 urgent care, 124,398 doctor office visits, and so on. That's a fair number, and that's only the reported. Vast numbers of people don't report adverse effects. 2,500 miscarriages, 8,000 heart attacks, 9,000 myocarditis, pericarditis, 24,800 permanently disabled. So it's serious stuff. I'm not saying it doesn't work in all cases. By the way, I had the caller who was disappointed in me, and he hung up. I don't know why Sam hung up. I made it clear that I was going to talk to him about it, about his disappointment in me. Yep. Please know that it is not possible to take positions and not disappoint some people. It comes with the territory. I can only ask myself on any given day, have I been honest to the truth, to the best of my ability to know it, and honest to God? We return.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.